How does DMARC quarantine work against phishing attempts? By May 2025, a staggering 3.4 billion phishing emails are sent daily, highlighting the urgency for stronger email security. While spam filters offer basic protection, they often fail to catch increasingly sophisticated phishing attempts that use AI-generated content, lookalike domains, or even hijack legitimate ones. This is where DMARC, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance, plays a critical role. DMARC empowers domain owners to control how unauthenticated emails claiming to be from their domain are handled. It works with SPF and DKIM authentication and offers three policy options: P equals none, monitor only; P equals quarantine, mark suspicious emails and route them to spam; P equals reject, block unauthorized messages entirely. The quarantine policy, P equals quarantine, acts as a balanced approach. When applied, it tells receiving servers to flag and redirect emails that fail SPF or DKIM checks to the spam folder. This reduces the risk of phishing without outright rejecting potentially legitimate messages that failed due to minor issues. For example, if a known sender fails authentication, the message still gets delivered, just not to the inbox, allowing caution without interruption. Spam filters often miss phishing emails because they rely on superficial checks like keywords or known bad senders. DMARC, however, verifies the actual source and authority of the email, offering more robust protection. For organizations beginning their DMARC journey, quarantine is a smart initial policy. It minimizes risk while allowing room for adjustments. Once confident in the setup, domain owners can advance to the stricter reject policy. Reviewing DMARC reports regularly helps monitor performance and refine configurations. P equals quarantine is a safe, strategic starting point for protecting your domain from phishing without disrupting legitimate communication.